WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Wednesday morning here in October, the 22nd of October. Can't believe October is almost over. Can't believe that we are at the point where Halloween is just a little over a week away. My favorite day of the year. But also don't forget that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that's why WBSM is teaming up with PrimaCare in an effort to prevent, identify, and cure a disease that strikes 1 in 8 women in the United States, but does also affect men, less commonly, but still does. A simple mammogram can be your best weapon in the fight against breast cancer, allowing for early detection and the best chance for successful treatment. Breast self-examination should begin at age 20, with yearly breast exams from 20 to 39, and yearly mammography screenings from age 40 on. Awareness, detection, treatment, cure. That's the key to beating this disease. Breast Cancer Awareness Month on WBSM is brought to you by PrimaCare, by your side. And, of course, you can read all of our Breast Cancer Awareness Month content at WBSM.com as well, where you can learn more about how to sign up for those screenings and some of the advanced techniques that they have now and the strides that have been made in the fight against breast cancer. It's all there for you. Just go to WBSM.com. And click on the Breast Cancer Awareness Month tab at the top of the page. So one town, I guess, is one Rhode Island school system, I should say, is kind of fed up with the fights that have been going on in school, because in Woonsocket, they have arrested 21 students in the last month, stemming from multiple incidents at the schools, multiple fights. Four Woonsocket students have been charged with disorderly, this comes from WPRI, have been charged with disorderly conduct after fights at Villanova Middle School and Woonsocket High School this week. Woonsocket Police Chief Thomas Oates told 12 News that two middle schoolers got into a fight and were arrested around 11:20 a.m. on Monday. Then on Tuesday at the high school, two sisters, aged 14 and 16, were arrested after they allegedly went after another girl. So again, 21 students arrested over the last month. And what's going on? What's fueling this? Are these ongoing battles, or are these just individual skirmishes? I mean, we had our share of fights when I was in high school, but it wasn't an ongoing thing. It wasn't an everyday thing. I don't remember anybody getting arrested over them. You know, in middle school, we had Ronnie Oliver as the teacher who I don't even know what his official title was. I think he was like an assistant vice principal or something, but he was the guy that if a fight broke out, no matter what, he always seemed to be the person to break it up. But in high school, we had a few fights. I mean, there were certainly fights in middle school too. There were fights at people still talk about to this day. The most brutal fight I ever saw was two girls that it basically started in the cafeteria and went all the way back to the classrooms down a hallway. It was crazy. And that happens, and, you know, then you move on. But in this particular case, it sounds like they're having a real outbreak of violence here. So I don't know how much arresting people will curb any of that, but it seems like they've had the point where they've had enough of it. And speaking of getting to the point where we've had enough, I want to point you to a story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app that our friend Gazelle from Fun 107 wrote. And this takes place in Plymouth, but the owner of the Speedwell Tavern in Plymouth, Jordan Chabot, also owns Sixes and Sevens in New Bedford. And if you know these places and you know, you kind of get their vibe a little bit, that's a reflection of Jordan's personality for sure. And he's somebody who likes to take, you know, moments that could be a negative and find a way to find the positive in it. And not in the cheesy sense. Like, he really is, like, just trying to do good things all the time. And so he's had an ongoing issue at the Speedwell Tavern in Plymouth in the bathroom, in the men's room, where a graffiti artist calling himself Counter Culture Monkey Elvis has been repeatedly putting graffiti on the bathroom walls. And so Jordan put out a challenge on social media to this tagger, to Counter Culture Monkey Elvis. I'm gonna read it to you. I'm once again tired of painting the bathrooms, but Counter Culture Monkey Elvis, if that's your real name, here's an olive branch. Let's cover the bathroom walls with art, real art, your art. And instead of paying for mistinted paint at Lowe's, I'll pay you. Clean slate, no pun intended. Tag, you're it. So he's basically saying, you know, let's end this and I'll have you put your art all over the walls. And it can be something you can be proud of instead of coming in here and defacing the bathrooms. Now, some places you go into them, they actually encourage graffiti in the bathroom. That's part of the vibe. It's part of the aesthetic. But Jordan's also, you know, someone who is saying he's tired of painting over this all the time, so he doesn't want that on there. But having real art in there and having this person have a chance to have a canvas, this could turn into something that becomes a real gig for them. And it's that outside-the-box thinking where instead of, you know, wanting this person arrested and prosecuted and wants to, you know, sue them and have them pay for all the paint that he's had to buy to paint over the graffiti and all that stuff, instead he's turning this into an opportunity, turning this into a chance for somebody to do something positive. So hopefully this person comes out and takes advantage of this. Many of the graffiti artists, the people who do it professionally, it became as like a similar situation where they just got that opportunity to show it in a legal way, and people loved the art and gave them more opportunities. So 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Sorry, I'm calling back again. Where was that fight? No, they got arrested. Was it in Dartmouth?
Woonsocket.
Oh, because they had a lot of girls fighting in Dartmouth schools too. Actually beating the heck out of him right in the middle of the hallways. My nephew goes to the high school. That's really where it happened. But the cops have come for that, too.
Sounds like an ongoing feud, then.
Yeah, it's all girls, mostly girls. They're probably fighting over guys or fighting, you know, over whatever. But that graffiti sounds like a great thing. Look what they did downtown. Beautiful jobs.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
You should take advantage. Yeah, me too. All right, sorry to call you back. Right.
Wait, it wasn't you, was it? Oh. You're not.
Oh, I used to run out of the bathroom walls, but it wasn't. I have lousy. I'm not good in that.
You would go in the bathroom wall and write for a good time. Call 508-996-0500. Wait a minute, that's our number.
Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah, not those days. No, I wouldn't put my number. I put somebody that didn't like's number down there.
I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna start putting I'm going to start putting the WBSM number on bathroom walls.
I'll do that at Walmart, and I'll put it at, in all those places. There you go. All right, Tim. Have a good day.
Take it easy.
Bye.
All right, and I'm not really going to do that before people, oh, Tim's calling in and advocating vandalism. No, I'm not. I was kidding. But I am advocating for this person who has been defacing the bathroom walls at Speedwell Tavern. Take advantage of that, because if you do it and you do a good job, it could turn into something for you. But I think, you know, people who draw on bathroom walls, I've never really understood that. Like, I remember when I went to UMass Dartmouth and I would go to, there was a particular restroom that I preferred. You know, it was nice and quiet, wouldn't get interrupted. And in this restroom, somebody was always going in and writing, drawing something like funny and silly on there. But it was entertaining. Like, it was like getting a cartoon. And you'd want to go back and see like the next installment of it. And then the custodian would come in and clear it off. And then the person would go back in and draw like the next thing. And this was ongoing for probably a couple of months. And then I didn't see it ever again. So I don't know if the person got caught. I don't know if they got, you know, nervous about it, or if they just, you know, decided that they were done doing it. But that person had funny cartoons, funny ideas. They would have been great at doing like a comic strip in the school paper instead of just doing it in one bathroom. That was really so it was on the third floor of the English building. So it was like really was just where all the professors, the instructors had their offices. So I don't know if that was the intended audience, but yeah, that's why I like to go up there, because there was nobody up there and I could have peace and quiet. Anyway, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We are still taking submissions for our photo contests for Halloween. We are getting a good amount of photos in for Halloween, our pet photo contest, where the winner will receive a $200 gift card to Melissa's Pet Depot, plus bragging rights that your pet is the best dressed this Halloween. And you can take photographs, whether it's one that you, you know, a costume you put on them this year, or whether it's from years past. You can enter it at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app on the Halloween page. There's a form there to fill out and attach your photo. And the winner is going to get that $200 gift card to Melissa's Pet Depot. And it's brought to you by Melissa's Pet Depot and Hidden Brook Veterinary Services. But if you don't have a pet, or if your pet is like mine and won't sit still and let you put a costume on them, well, then maybe you're decorating your house for Halloween. And that's our Scare Up South Coast contest. We want to see the spookiest, creepiest, scariest photos, or maybe just the most fun. Whatever has the Halloween spirit, send that on over on WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And Scare Up South Coast is brought to you by Cool Cone in Marion and the Last Round Bar and Grill in New Bedford. So, and the only catch is with these, which may not be a problem so much for your house, but maybe with your pet, we can't have them be professional photographs. So if you like brought your cat to Sears Portrait Studio, I know that's not a thing anymore, but if you brought your cat to Sears Portrait Studio and they're dressed up as a witch and you had professional photos done, you can't submit those. They have to be something that you took yourself, because we can't, you know, there's all kinds of rules involved in publishing a photographer's work and getting permission and all that. So we need you to just make sure it's one that you took and that, you know, it's your own pet. Don't take a picture of somebody else's pet either. Like, that's always weird, is sometimes you get people who submit things like, this is not my kid, this is not my pet. Okay, but do you know them? Or did you just randomly take a picture of somebody else's kid? It happened with our holiday photos when we do the light up South Coast for all the Christmas lights. Yeah, somebody was submitting photos of other people's houses. I was like, you're sending in a lot of photos of different addresses here. Like, yeah, I'm just sending you all the pictures that I'm taking as I'm driving around. Like, no, we can't do that. We can't publish somebody's house without them being the ones that give us permission. So we do have a little couple of boxes there you got to check off just to verify that info. So again, check those out at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Let me get a break in here. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in a few moments.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most,
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Listen up, women. Heart disease kills a woman every 80 seconds. And we die of heart attacks at twice the rate of men. Because our symptoms are too often missed or dismissed, even by doctors. This isn't just a crisis. It's a catastrophe. Be a force for change. If you experience nausea, heartburn, extreme fatigue, shortness of breath, or pain in the chest, jaw, or neck, speak up and get your heart checked. Visit womensheartalliance.org.
I'm broadcasting live from the Carefree Homes studios. This is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your local family-owned home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com to make your house a carefree home.
Welcome back in, and if you are looking for some fun things to do, check out Ryan's Sports Pub and Billiards, located inside the Whalers Inn and Suites, 500 Hathaway Road in New Bedford. Not only have we been telling you about their Halloween party that's coming up on Halloween on October 31st, but they also have an 8-ball tournament coming up this Saturday, and it's open to all players. Registration is at 12 noon, and the tournament will start at 12:30 p.m., and it's $20 per person. You call your pocket, and you can't win or lose on the break. So those are the rules that they play by there. And they have all different skill levels that you can play at and the number of losses that you're allowed to get. And if you want to sign up, if you want to take part in that, go to the Ryan Sports Pub and Billiards Facebook page. They've got all the information right there. But you're going to contact Dave Anderson to pre-register of the South Coast Pool Players at 508-942-6208. But again, all that information is right there on Ryan Sports Pub and Billiards Facebook page at Ryan's Pub NB on Facebook. Or just stop in, have some lunch or have some dinner there, and they'll have all the information there so you can register while you're there. But it's a lot of fun getting out there. I know people who go there to play pool. I would never do it because I don't think that I'm good enough. But it does say all skill levels, but I don't know. I'd have to go and watch and see before I decide. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning. I don't know how long. I just woke up a while ago. I don't know how long you've been going on about the ballroom that's being built at the White House. I wanted to mention something for those people that are mad that it's happening, that he's not destroying the entire East Wing. When you add a building to another building, you have to take down some of the facade to be able to attach the two buildings. And if you have to take down some of that facade, say if there are load-bearing beams in there, that complicates things. So it can kind of, there's a domino effect. So there is a whole lot of damage that has to happen and then get rebuilt in order to complete the whole project. So I don't see why people are complaining about it. You know, it's what happens. And I don't know if, I've never looked into it, into how the process went to getting the bowling alleys made down there, but I would assume they're kind of the same, going through the same process, except the government's not paying for this.
Well, when you do things, so when they did things like install the bowling alley or when they put in the basketball court, those things were not new construction. Those were just modifications to existing structures. So you don't need to go through the process for that. So if you wanted to take take one of the offices and convert it into, an indoor movie theater or something, like, you would need to get permission to do that because you're not changing the actual integrity of the building. Or if you're taking space in the on the grounds and turning that into something else, you don't need to get permission for that. But in terms of your characterization of what's happening, that's inaccurate because there's photos out there that the entire East Wing is pretty much destroyed.
Oh, all right. I guess I'm going to have to look at... Are you sure?
I'm looking at one right now.
The photos that I've seen are just the facade, and you can see the inside of the building, you know.
No, this is completely gutted.
Huh. All right, I'll have to look into it. But, I mean, I know that people are kind of, and I'm not going to get into it with you this morning, but in Trump derangement syndrome. So you're eagerly looking for things to be pissed off about that Trump is doing.
Yeah, but here's the other side of that. Here's the other side of that is the Trump derangement on the other side is you're going to automatically defend what he's doing, and you can't look at something and say, yeah, maybe that's too far, or maybe that's unnecessary, or maybe there were rules that were supposed to be followed here that weren't.
Well, what makes you think that? I mean, you're casting everybody on the side that doesn't automatically agree with you. You're casting them as, you know, the other extreme, where Trump's not a king. He's not a king, dude. He's president, and he got elected to do what he's doing.
But that doesn't mean that you can do whatever you want. That doesn't mean that you can just make the decision to go and destroy an entire portion of the White House because you'd rather have some gaudy ballroom.
It's his house right now.
No, it's not.
He got elected.
No, it's not his house.
We elected him. Okay, if you want to go that far, we elected him. So it's our house. It's the public's house. You know, it's whatever. I think people are kind of freaking out about nothing.
Well, as usual, you're just going to call in and defend him without any actual valid points for that.
Interesting.
And then yeah. Here you go again with all that. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Why don't you go stand across a protest and flip him off again, Jeff?
You don't like that one?
No, I don't. No, I think it's stupid because I think you're stupid.
Oh, because I disagree with you.
I think you act like a baby and a bully. That's why.
Interesting. Interesting.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Get a different word to use. He's so aggravating because it's so aggravating when somebody so dumb thinks they're so smart. It just drives me up a wall when somebody is so dumb, but yet they think they're smarter than you. Look up Dunning-Kruger, Jeff. You'll find your picture there in the dictionary with it. All right. Anyway, let's go to the news.
Demolition underway at the White House, a funeral home death in Texas, and changes coming to streaming TV.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Demolition efforts are underway on the east wing of the White House.
According to an administration official, crews started construction on the East Wing as part of President Trump's project to build a new ballroom. The president had claimed construction of the $250 million ballroom wouldn't interfere with the existing White House structure, but later wrote on True Social that the East Wing would be, in his words, fully modernized as part of the process. The East Wing was built in 1902 during the administration of Teddy Roosevelt and expanded in 1942 under President Franklin Roosevelt. It is a part of the White House complex, which has been used by the First Lady and her staff since the Carter administration. I'm Michael Kastner.
An illegal immigrant and a federal marshal were injured during a shooting incident in South Los Angeles. ICE says the marshal and immigrant were shot during an immigration operation yesterday morning. Both are believed to have non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. The LAPD confirms one person is in custody in connection with the shooting. A Dallas funeral home worker has died after an on-the-job accident. A worker was crushed by a burial vault. That's the heavy concrete structure that houses a casket after burial. Dallas Fire and Rescue say that they had to use hydraulic spreaders and airbags to try to free the man at Restland Funeral Home. He was pinned from the waist down by the vault, which
fell as it was being lifted by a crane. It's being ruled an accidental death. President Trump marked Diwali at the White House yesterday. FBI Director Kash Patel, a first-generation Indian American, was there.
Indian Americans around the world and Indians around the world are thrilled that you are such a profound leader in sharing this diversity with the world, and we can't thank you enough, and happy Diwali.
The Festival of Lights is a religious tradition observed by Hindus and Buddhists. Trump was also joined by other Indian American business leaders in the Oval Office. The president said those leaders are providing a boost to the American economy. Some patients with a progressive form of blindness are able to see well enough to read books now, thanks to an eye implant and smart glasses.
The patients who suffer from age-related macular degeneration were given an implant under their retinas that links with a pair of smart glasses. The device was created by Science Corporation, founded by Max Hodick, who also co-founded Neuralink with Elon Musk. The results of the study were published Monday in the New England Journal of Medicine. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
French officials say the jewelry stolen from the Louvre Museum over the weekend is valued at more than $100 million. Thieves broke into the museum on Sunday morning. Shortly before it opened to the public, they're thought to have gained entry through an upstairs window using a mechanical lift or ladder. Among the items that were stolen were crown jewels and pieces that two Napoleons gave to their wives. French President Emmanuel Macron said the robbery was an attack on France's heritage. President Trump considering commuting the sentence of Sean Diddy Combs as early as this week. Andrew Whitman has more.
TMZ reports that Trump is mulling the decision, although White House staff are urging Trump not to. Diddy is serving a 50-month prison sentence on two interstate prostitution convictions. Trump commuted the sentence of former Congressman George Santos Friday.
After 15 years of development, there's a new fruit hitting the grocery stores this month.
The Dole Company has created a new fruit. It's called the Dole Colada Royale Pineapple. It was developed in Honduras, and the company says it tastes like a pina colada with hints of coconut. The research team says the fruit has a smaller core and packs 2.5 times the B6 than a regular pineapple. And if you want to try it, experts say the fruit is picked ripe, so no need to thump, squeeze, or pull top leaves. The new pineapple expected to sell for under $6. I'm Bree Tennis.
It will soon cost more to watch HBO Max. The streaming platform announced subscription prices will increase for all three tiers. HBO Max with ads will now cost $11 a month. HBO Max Standard is now $18.49 a month. And the price for HBO Max Premium up to $23 a month. Meanwhile, a new report shows millions of Americans canceled their Disney Plus and Hulu subscriptions following ABC's decision to pull Jimmy Kimmel off the air last month.
Independent subscription research firm Antenna reported 3 million people ended their Disney Plus subscriptions and 4.1 million canceled Hulu. Those numbers were about double the average monthly rate. Disney faced backlash for the decision to temporarily suspend Kimmel after he made comments related to the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. I'm Matt Mattinson.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Bees lost to the Panthers last night 4-3. Celtics' first game of the season happens tonight at the Garden with the 76ers in town.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Scattered showers this morning along with an isolated thunderstorm, but becoming mostly sunny by noontime. Breezy, highs in the mid-60s, clear, cooler tonight, low temperature down to 45. Mostly sunny, breezy, cooler on Thursday with a high near 60. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in, and that's right here, right now, and right here, right now is not the place to get meat, but the place to get it is at the Butcher Shop, which isn't too far from here, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. It's the place to go to get meat cut exactly the way you want it, not like you when you go into the supermarket and it's cut the way they want it to be. You can walk in and look and see what they have and say, I'll take that, and I want it cut like this, and they're going to do it exactly that way. Or maybe you're not sure what it is that you like, they can help you figure it out. And then once you go there and get your meat there, you won't go anywhere else. As I've said before, I have a friend who drives from Wareham to New Bedford every week and buys all of her meat there at the butcher shop. It's all she eats. And there's a reason for that. Plus, you can get other things there as well. They've got beer and wine. They've got cheeses from around the world. They've got all their great pre-made foods. As I always recommend, Maria's homemade rice pudding, but so many good things there. So just walk in one time, walk around the shop, check it out. You're going to find something. You hear Eric mention they've already got chestnuts in. Chestnuts, where can you find chestnuts anymore? But they have them at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. 508-996-0500, that's our number here. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Jim, you just made me hungry for a steak tonight with some mashed potatoes and some green beans over here.
How do you like it? How do you like your steak?
Medium. Just in case, if that's what you mean. I don't know. That's how I cook it, medium. If it's a little too rare when it comes out, if it's, you know what I mean, I can always bring it back and whip it up. You can't go backwards, right? So I like a medium and stuff like that on the grill. If it's too bad out with the weather, then, you know, then we have to do it inside with an air fryer, too. I haven't tried that yet, so I'm going to have to try that.
Actually, the air fryer does work pretty good. I go out and I get, like, prime rib or something, it's always hard to reheat prime rib if you got leftovers, but I do it in the air fryer. Works out pretty well.
Yeah, so I'll have to try that. But anyway, so I'm calling because I know there's a big story, a big topic about, you know, with the White House or the East Wing and all that stuff, but... You know, going back in history, you know, you've had many presidents do renovations on the. And by the way, I'm not trying to sway your opinion on any of this. So, but you had other presidents that have done, you know, put in a bowling alley. I forget who did that, but you know, the swimming pool. You've had Barack Obama put in. He converted the tennis courts into a basketball court. So they all do it. And to be fair, you know, I get it. It's Trump's doing it, and everybody's got a big target on his back. You know, that's just the way it is. It's got to be what it is. But, you know, when you got dignitaries coming from all over the world, world leaders and all that, you know, the White House never gets a chance to, you know, renovate itself because, you know, you got an outgoing president, and then you get the new president that comes in, you know, whether it's over, you know, 8 years or, you know, like in the last few years, you know, you had President Trump in there, and then you had Biden in there, and now Trump's back in office. You really don't have any time to, you know, remodel or renovate anything. So you basically got to do it on a fly. And, you know, there's been reports that, you know, the rugs are torn, the seats, you know, the chairs are pretty beat up. So, I mean, that's pretty telling and really embarrassing as a powerhouse country that we are, that we can't even take care, as you call it, and as we should call it, the people's house, you know. So the White House itself. So for him to put a ballroom in, I mean, it barely held, I believe it, that little area of what he's talking about, like for cocktail parties or for dignitaries to come in and just have a little gathering. It can only hold about 75 to 80 people. So for him to do what he's doing, to have a ballroom like a lot of these, you know, countries have in their own, you know, in the government, they have ballrooms and stuff like that. Why not do it? You know, well, I mean, I get it. I mean, the destruction part of it looks bad, but that's part of this, you know, rebuilding something. I mean, I just remodeled my house. I didn't tear down some walls, but I ripped up rugs. I did a lot of work in it. So I just don't see why everybody's getting all upset about that. You know, I think everybody should be saying, hey, let's get to the table and get the government open. Whether whose fault it is, I'm not going to debate that. And then six half dozen together, whose fault is it? You know what I mean? About the government. That's what we should be concentrating on.
Well, I mean, I do think if this was happening not during the government shutdown, some of the people that are hyper-focused on it wouldn't be as focused on it. So I was saying earlier, like, I can see the need to have a facility there, but there's a procedure to follow. Now, the things that you quoted before, the bowling alley, the converting the tennis courts, those didn't require those kind of approvals because they weren't destroying anything or creating anything new. They were
were just renovating existing spaces, which, you know, that you can do with, I mean, I don't even know if you need to get actual, like, city permitting to do that in the White House. But that's kind of like the equivalent of it. Like, it doesn't need any major approvals because it's not changing the integrity of the building. This is actually taking down a portion of the exterior of the building and changing the way that it looks externally. So if you own a historic building, if you go out and buy a historic home and it's registered historic with the National Registry of Historic Places, and you want to go out there and say you want to add on a mudroom or something, you can't do that without getting them signing off and getting the proper authorities involved to say that it's okay, and they have to approve the design. And they have to approve this and that. And that's the problem here, is that they didn't go through those procedures.
And how do we know that? Who's actually saying that he didn't follow those procedures?
But the organizations that he would go to get those permissions say he never came to us to get those permissions.
Well, I didn't hear that part. I'll have to invest. I'm not saying you're lying about it. I didn't hear any of that. But what if he did do all that? And then, but you know what's funny is that it's not coming out of, you know what I like about it? It's not coming out of our tax dollars. It's coming out of his money and donors' money.
I mean, I don't know that I 100% believe that, but that it's 100%, you know, accurate. But
what if it is, Tim? I had somebody say, then he shouldn't be doing that, you know, because donors are giving that and they're going to want some kind of favors. Oh, who doesn't do that? You know,
I don't fall under it.
Go for that stuff. Yeah
I don't look at it from that perspective. They want is they just want to be invited to a party there. But the, no.
Who doesn't? You know what I mean? It's the White House. You know what I'm saying? It may be, you know, I'm over here at Mar-a-Lago. I'm at some big mansion. I've never seen a mansion before with, you know, getting invited to some big cocktail party.
If he went through the proper procedures and they approve, and I think if he did, they would have approved it. It wouldn't have been the way that he wanted it. He would have to compromise on things, but I can't see them standing in the way of constructing such a facility. I would even have a problem if they were using tax dollars to build it, if they thought that it was something that was, you know, necessary and vital, but it was being done the right way.
I just find it probably false on that part, only because here is a man that, you know, his life was construction, and he knows all the ins and outs. I mean, if anybody knows anything about it, I mean, none of these politicians that are there, probably 90% of them, or maybe they know some construction, but the man built his empire on construction. So, I mean, the other caller, I know you guys were butting heads and stuff like that, and, you know, for whatever reasons, you know, maybe in the past also. But, you know, I try to get some rhyme and reason. I mean, I in the beginning, when I first called you, I was like, you know, we got to have some middle ground and stuff like that. I mean, I'm sure you recognize my voice, but, you know, there got to be some common ground. And like I said, for a man that's built his empire on construction and building, you know, skyscrapers, if you may, right, and golf courses and everything else, I think he would know all the proper procedures. So if he didn't do that, shame on him. And I'll be the first one to say, you know, I'm a Trump supporter, but if there's something that I'll call him out on it. You know, I will call him out on it, and vice versa. If I see something hear something I don't think is true, that's the problem. People don't go investigate, you know, like just go to the, you know, go do some research, go look for stuff, dig down in the websites. Don't look at the first ones that you're gonna scroll down, you know, scroll some more, because that's where they're buried. That's where the information will be buried. Where, you know, but people want the information right now. We have to have breaking news. Breaking news is every 2 minutes on the air, you know, or on the TV. So I just wanted to put my points in there, you know.
Let me just go back to one thing, bring it back to the start of our conversation. The one thing I will not ever forgive Donald Trump for is that he likes his steak well done. I can't.
Yeah,
I can't abide
that. I'm not a bad. Yeah, well, that's personal stuff. I like I said, it's got to be like medium. You know, if it comes out a little rare for my liking, like chewy like that, it's going to be just a little peak in the middle.
Well done with ketchup. Come on, what a way to ruin a steak.
No, we don't want ketchup on it. You have a great day, Tim.
Bye-bye. Take care. We got some calls coming in, and we can certainly get to those, but I got to get a break in. Let me do that. We'll be right back. Yeah, my